on SEN Questions Without Notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Lines are open between now and nine. Questions Without Notice, of course, 1300 736 736. We don't vet the calls. Anything you want to have a chat about, you are free to do so. Zach is in Cheltenham. Hi, Zach.
G'day, Gary and Tim. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, good, mate. I was just calling up about Carolyn Wilson's comments. I nearly ran off the road on my way to work, and I've left my wife at home with four kids, of which we've got two of twins at 7 months. And for her to criticise the players to go home and help their partner out with twins is just beyond me. She's incredibly out of touch, I feel. And her employer, whoever they are, really needs to pull the plug because she adds no value to any genre in the media anymore. And I just couldn't believe that she could say that.
Yeah,
like your head exploding, mate.
Yeah, look, Zach, I don't agree with her about what she can add to the media landscape. She is reporting what she believes to be the case. I'm not sure whether did she put her own opinion on this? In the end, she just said that the supporters, the sponsors, fellow players were very disappointed that they went down that path, which, there was sort of the opinion that I would have had 5-10 years ago when I was, I'm not saying I'm the most enlightened male in the business by any stretch of the imagination, but I've stopped to think now and come to the conclusion that, yeah, if you need time, you need time, and that's cool. So, yeah, that was an interesting report.
I don't think you are the top most enlightened man in the business. You're in the top 10, though. You're in the top 10.
No,
sometimes you drift outside the top 10. Sometimes you're in the top 10.
I want to learn and try and be better.
Well, we all want to learn and we all want to try and be better, and we're all on the receiving end from time to time. Dave's in Mernda. Good morning, David.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, I'm not 100% with that last caller, but I believe Caro is out of touch a little bit. Just a suggestion I did have, though, is maybe great Uncle Tim could go over and help look after the kids and, you know, take a little bit of care so we can get Seb back into that St Kilda lineup.
We have been in COVID lockdown, David. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I did, but caregiving is still one of the five reasons, Timmy.
Yeah, I don't know how many members of a family are allowed to give care. I'm not sure about that, Dave, but there has been a lot of restrictions around COVID and around movement between families and numbers of people that you can have in a home, that type of thing.
It's not for us to question. This is my point on this, right? It's not to say, why can't family go around? What, you know, how can they not handle it? Yeah. How can the wife or the partner not be able to handle that on her own with some help of some family members? You just don't know what the partner's going through.
Well, you don't know. Her name is Marnie. You've got no idea what she may or may not be going through. Correct. Thanks, David. Tony's on the road. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, gents. I absolutely agree on your take with regard to Seb Ross and Tim Memory missing the weekend's game. Would this be an issue that anyone would be talking about if the Saints actually hung on and won, as they should have?
Probably not. Although, according to Caro, senior members of the team, the leadership group, tried to talk them out of going back, which probably they might do under those circumstances.
Did Kane Corns agree? Someone's texting here that Kane Corns agree with this. We might...
Don't know if he has or not.
Get our boys to run the tape over this because we want to be even in our discussions and all that. Rich is in... Thanks, Tony. Rich is in Greensboro. Hey, Rich.
Yeah, boys. I'm a Melbourne supporter who went into yesterday's game thinking that we'd probably lose because I've still got no trust in them. So I'm not venting because Collingwood played well. But where is Sam Wiedemann? I like the kid. He does tackle. He can take a contested mark. But he has not come on. And he's a liability in that side. So the amount of forward entries and his output, I'm sick of the developing. I'm sick of that.
Okay, we've already spoken about him. Gary gave his opinion about whether or not he's going to hold his place in the side, whether I know exactly what combination they're going to go with. Are they going to try Ben Brown again? All questions. They've got plenty of time to answer those questions, though, before they actually head into the finals.
Yeah, he hasn't grabbed his opportunity, Rich, is what you're saying, that's for sure. So he puts himself under some pressure, and that's the life of a footy player, isn't it? When you've got Ben Brown sitting in the wings waiting for his opportunity, there is pressure, and he hasn't quite grabbed it at this stage.
And pressure for your position in the team is a good thing for the team. Troy's in Wattle Glen. Good morning, Troy.
Oh, morning, boys. Look, when there's a whole heap of negativity going on, I just thought the whole Fight MND event on the weekend for the AFL and everybody involved to pull off what they did between Melbourne and Sydney, I thought was outstanding. And Tim, just for the listeners, how's Neil going? Because he just looks so inspirational from the outside. Privately, is he going as well as he can be?
As well as he can be, Troy, under the circumstances. He is an absolute trooper. He gets up for the moments, but I would think it's as taxing as life could possibly be for an individual, Troy.
Well, what a great effort by everyone involved, and you know, everyone should be congratulated. It doesn't matter who you follow. It was just great to see the footy world come together for that.
Unbelievable. It is, Troy, unbelievable how people have been able to rally behind this cause. Well done. Darren is in Margaret River. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Good.
Just a quick one. Didn't Caro miss the start of the season because her daughter was sick?
Oh, no, that is, look, that's Carol. I don't know the circumstances.
And we don't know that. We don't talk about that because we don't know the circumstances surrounding.
Right, she may have, and for very, very good reason. Carol's reporting what St Kilda people. Well, I don't know who's told her, but that the players and sponsors and members aren't happy with the decision that was made, which is, in the end, you could turn around and say, well, bad luck.
Mm.
And I think Kane Corns may have agreed with it, which I wish we had enough. Although he hadn't done the show by the time we spoke to Kane yesterday.
Frank is in Phillip Island. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, boys. How are you going?
Good, Frankie.
We're good, Frank. How's it down at Phillip Island this morning?
Yeah, it's beautiful morning this morning. Yeah, I'm just ringing. I was watching the West Coast Richmond game the other night, and I noticed that there was an incident on the ground where Graham from Richmond has gone to the ground, and the ball's... he's contested the ball with some other player. I can't remember who the West Coast bloke was. But anyway, he's punching the ball away. He's on his back, and all he's doing is hitting this bloke in the head.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and I was just wondering why an incident like that's not looked at. I mean, the ball was nowhere near that bloke's head, and all he was doing was using him as a punching bag. And those are the things that irritate me. Those sort of things.
Yeah,
fair enough too.
You know, and I think a lot of things get unnoticed, and I just don't understand why.
Fair enough, Frankie. In the end, I don't know whether. Well, you can go back and have a look at that one. I don't reckon he was making the contact. He was certainly swinging his arm, pretending to hit the ball. But I sort of had a look at it. I didn't think he was hitting him in the head, but it did have that potential for it. Absolutely, because they get that paranoid these days of players. If they got the footy under them, they got to try something. Otherwise, the umpire will ping them.
Do you know that we've been doing questions without notice for the last 8 minutes, and we haven't even asked each other a question without notice yet?
Because we're taking calls.
I understand that. Can I throw a question at you, though?
I'd love you to.
Is Jordan Roughead one of the most underrated players in the competition?
You come up with that many underrated players that they're all rated. But well, you're right.
When have you ever rated him? I've never heard you talk about him positively. Go on, say something positive about him.
I rate him. I hear
if you don't talk about people, then I assume that you don't rate them. Never heard you speak positively about Jordan Roughead. Oh, does a great job week in, week out.
Okay.
Why is he still not at the Bulldogs?
Well, ask Bob.
How did he fall out with them?
Ask Bob that. Bob will tell us this afternoon.
I'm not sure they rated him that highly when he was there, actually.
Gary, why were you telling people to get their beanies yesterday? They were sold out on the MND website. Well, I apologise for trying to raise money. I didn't realise they'd sold out. So I'm sorry for trying to help us get to 2 million. I don't think you can buy online beanies anymore, so you might have to go. You can still buy. Well, I shouldn't say that. Let us find out if you can still get these at Woolies and for Bunnings.
See, that's what happens. There was too much positive talk about MND, so somebody out there had to find a negative.
Come and smash
that's
me
how
about,
this works.
About trying to sell beanies. Sorry about that.
Oh, good Lord.
I hope you didn't go to the website and not find it because of what I said to you. And if I did, I apologise for taking that time away. 8:30 News headlines. Jack, we'll get back to you. Robert, we'll get back to you. We've got some more questions without notice coming up.
I agree with you, Caro. I hadn't done the background on it that you had, so I wasn't prepared to publicly state it like you have, but you clearly have done that. I believe you because you're the best in the business and you've done your research. If that is the case, those players should have played on the weekend, and you're right, they would have won that game of football. When you're a professional footballer who puts their hand up for a significant amount of money, they're paid in line with CEOs in Australia, with politicians. There is some sacrifice that comes with that, and you owe it to your team and your sponsors and your club to be there when they need you.
There's the balance. So Kane, our man, Kano agrees. So money before family. Is that what you're saying, Kane?
Yep. Responsibility to your team is more important than your family. Hey, my dad has had a bright yellow Lamborghini. We've been talking tractors for a little while this morning, for almost 30 years. It's a beast. I used to take the embossed key to school in grade 5 and tell my mates that we had a Lamborghini. Man, I felt cool. That's from Paulie in Mooloolaba.
I've done it again.
What have you done?
I've sent people to Coles, to Woolies, and it's.
You said Woolies. It's Coles.
Yes.
Coles and Bunnings.
Peter Blucher, the great Peter Blucher, text through to remind me of that as well.
So, and they're sold out at Coles too. No. The beanies are sold at Coles and are still
MND
available.
I got my beanie at Coles yesterday. I saw some in Coles early this morning. That's from Phil.
There you go.
Coles and Bunnings. There you go.
Geelong has decided that they want to play their home game at Geelong, which is their right, in front of nobody, rather than potentially playing it somewhere else in front of somebody. Is that the right decision?
In front of somebody would have to be interstate then.
That's right, yeah. But fans still get to see the game live. And presumably they'd have some fans somewhere else.
No, I think they've got to think about their players and the schedule and the travel schedule and all that. If they can, they've got to look after them, keep them there. Their fans are in Geelong. Of course, they've got fans all around the country, but I think the next put would be to put the players at first and then you can watch them on telly. I think that's fair enough.
Fair enough.
Jack's in Narre Warren. Go, Jack.
Good morning. Just on that guy who rang before on the he's left his 4 kids, 2 twins at home to go to work. Now, what's the difference between the two St Kilda players? It's not footy over family. It's footy over putting food on the table. These guys have never had a real job earning $500, $600, $700, $800 a week, right? If you give me that opportunity to be a football player, I will do anything in my power to play football. It's not just putting food on the table. It's just a responsibility. That's what he signed up for, right? But they've never had a real job. God forbid if they have to have a real job earning $700, $800 a week, what they would do, these guys. I'm really pissed at it, seriously.
What?
Yeah, no,
what,
you sound it, Jack.
What? That they put their family first, Jack?
Yes, they're putting food on the table for their family. Now, he's gone, that guy before who ran with the 2 twin kids, he's gone to work.
That's right, but he'll be home later today.
Yeah, that's fine. But that's the job. They signed up for this.
I don't think they signed up thinking at the time that the COVID was going to strike and they were going to be sent into state for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, but they're playing football. They're signed up to play wherever they have to play. They didn't get signed up to play 14 games at the MCG, 2 games at the SCG. They signed up to play football wherever they have to go and play football.
Mm.
Yep.
I think, okay, fair Jack. Enough, Jack. I think reasonably that's what they did sign up for, to play 10 games at Marvel and however many interstate. But, yep, you're right, Jack. Things have changed.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of the other techs agree with Jack's point of view too. You and I don't, but that's okay.
There's a couple I can't read out. Someone called us. Am I allowed to say what they called us?
No, you can't say that word on air.
Fair enough.
No, you can't. No.
Rob's in Werribee. G'day, Rob.
Hey, good morning, boys. Just as a Hawthorn supporter, the mid-season draft, we done very well. And, that Fraser Ray Chamberlain we picked up, was he best on the ground?
Ray Chamberlain.
He was best on – well, he's almost best on ground yesterday at the MCG. Rob, Joy Newcomb was fantastic at the weekend. What about this one, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Can you respond on my behalf, please?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's to you and I.
Mm-hmm.
It came through on our temper text. Mm-hmm. And it reads, shove that up your entitled bottoms.
I'm going to have to regroup. Hang on. We might be soft, Tim. We may just be soft.
Cop it on the chin, you entitled gooses. There you go.
That's okay. Well, maybe we are. Maybe we've become soft. We're here for Kogan Cricket.
No, we haven't. We haven't become soft.
I know that.
Don't bow to people like that. I'm not bowed.
I'm just...
Come on, stand your ground.
Been a touch patronising. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, but nothing upsets me these days, Wispy. You just roll with it. Don't forget the Queen of the Year.
I'm going to try.
2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X valued at over $75,000. We've had that many callers. The all-new Toyota Kluger will take you further. Shop online today. Geraldo also coming up after 9.
Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
You watch Shame on America.
complained that he needed 100 Harleys and he only got three. That was the reason he went badly. He said we underpaid him. He got $500,000. It was $499,000 too much. And I've lived with it, even though it wasn't my decision. Everyone knew it was Andrew Dimitro's. I have lived with it every day for a decade, and it is time to exercise the demons.
And he did. That was Gil McLaughlin giving Meatloaf a nice old pay. For Drink Rise, you won't miss a moment if you drink Rise.
He didn't miss him.
That was an unmissable moment from yesterday's slide. Gary's enlightened because he's embraced the current ridiculously soft generation. Well done, enlightened Gary. Thanks for taking the time to write that. It's okay for you two peanuts on massive money for working 3 hours a day while other people are at home. COVID-19 footballers even lucky to be working. Ungrateful bastards.
Keep them coming. It's amusing. I've got one here too. That's nice. There's a guy out there that wants Uncle Tim to come and babysit to help St Kilda. Look at what happened the last time that Tim tried to help St Kilda.
Oh, there's some nasty people.
No, that's fun. That's funny. That's Simon. Funny from Simon.
Well, here's one. How come nobody, this is a text, how come nobody made a big deal about Hooley, Basher Hooley and Shane Edwards staying home last year, but now these two boys can't go home? Very good point, Mark.
Was Caro outraged about that at the time?
Well, no, I don't know. Just take Caro out of this, but this is the difference. They're winning, Richmond, you know. So, yeah, of course they could go home. Of course Basher can stay home. Of course Shane can stay home. No problem.
No, but the point is you've got to be consistent in your views, do you not?
Well, yeah, we would think so.
Doesn't matter whether you're winning or losing.
But that's
Isn't
why.
It about a consistency of
no,
thought?
But that's what I'm saying. Was there outrage about Edwards and Hooley?
No, there wasn't. Home. No, there wasn't.
There wasn't.
And why, other players
And why is
did
that? Because they're winning.
Maybe. There might have been another reason. Have you got another question for me?
Yep.
What is it?
Do you realise that you get the beanies at Coles, not Woolies?
Where'd that come from?
My sister. Thank you, Tracy. You and 1,000 other people have given me a good smacking.
Has Pants got a tractor?
He said he had a tractor for you.
What sort is it?
He said, tell Tim... We're just taking a – just we're diverting a moment because we're like the boxers in the ring. Mm. We're just taking a standing eight count.
We have.
So I'm just diverting. Pants said he's got a Fordson tractor for Tim if he wants it.
That is great. That is so kind. I've got a cut above my left eye. What's that cream I need to apply?
Hemorrhoid.
Okay. You got any there? You normally carry some around.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just the smelling salts at the moment. Riz is in Greensboro. G'day, Riz.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Good, Riz.
Good, good. Those texts, by the way, they were funny. I just wanted to touch on those, just this COVID situation that I guess the whole AFL has been through this year. Obviously, the Victorian teams have sort of just gone through it over the last 3 weeks. And I just wanted to compare and get your thoughts on why is it a much bigger deal for the Victorian teams to do it than compared to, say, when the Lions and the Suns had to do it at the start of the year and their continuous complaining about packing for too long, I think. I don't know if you guys remember, I think Gold Coast, when Queensland went into that real snap lockdown when the game was being played at GMHBA, I think they actually packed for 3 weeks just in case. Whereas you look at Richmond, they want to when they have to go away, I think Tavian Hardwick only said he packed two shirts or something. So just wanted to get your thoughts on why it is a bigger deal for the Victorian clubs to have to travel and for it to be uncertain compared to the rest of the comp.
It shouldn't be.
I don't think it is it?
I don't know. And I think, my read on it, Riz, is that they're all prepared to travel and do their bit. The Tigers did it, stayed up in Sydney, travelled back to Perth a couple of times. They're happy to get home, of course. I think Gil has given them the guarantee or that it'll be absolute last case that they'll have to go into hubs. So they're all prepared to do their bit. I think that's where they're at.
George out there off the temper text, he wants to know... This question. Are you two beyond reproach?
Clearly not, George, if you're reading the stuff we're reading.
If you sat here with us for the 3 hours every day.
We don't read
every text out.
Tim, we don't like reading the negative stuff out, but sometimes you've got to give some perspective. We are getting a lot of very nice messages too.
So no, I haven't read any of those.
Let me say that. But
most of them are amusing us. Glenn is in Diamond Creek. Good morning, Glenn.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Glenn. Thank you.
Look, honestly, I've had to contain myself a little bit. I've had a bit of time on hold to calm down, but this stuff about these players coughing a mouthful for going home, honestly, the cheek of people to pretend they understand what it's like for a woman to have a baby, with the help or not, let alone twins. I've had kids myself. I've seen my wife nearly succumb to the dark side of what can happen to their mind. I don't care if they're earning $800,000. Is that the price we pay for the wife's potential mental health? Is it? So because they're on 800 grand, they just have to go, oh, well, that's what I'm paying. That's what I'm getting paid. So that's what her mental health is worth. I mean, give me a break. These boys have worked bloody hard to get this money, and that shouldn't preclude them from having the rights to what's most important. And I nearly lost my wife, and I wouldn't put a single dollar value on it. And anyone who pretends they would really needs to have a good look at themselves. Honestly, it's really emotive for me.
Yep.
And I can't understand the counterpoint of view. I thought Caro's comments were bad enough. The people doubling down is just, it's mind-blowing.
Is your family okay now, Glenn?
Yeah, they are. We had a lot of work. We lost a child in amongst all of that, and we went to some dark places, yep. And we had to come out the other side of it, and we have, thankfully. Not everyone does. So I'm very grateful, but I tell you what, it could have very easily gone the other way.
Glenn, thanks for calling in and sharing your story.
Good on you, Glenn. And I think the point that I will make, and I don't, this is not a smashing, but we disagree, I do anyway. We aren't cognizant of the issues in everyone's family life as to the reasons why. So to simply turn around and say these players should be playing, I think is, well, it's naive at best. And there may be, because you could turn around and say, what about if this was the case? And then your attitude would change in a heartbeat and you'd be embarrassed because you just don't know the extent of what people are dealing with. So I guess that's where we're not preaching.
No.
That's just, I hope.
We're not preaching, but money doesn't make everything right.
Mm, yeah.
There's a sentiment out there because you get paid a lot of money that you don't have emotions and you don't have the same feelings as everybody else. Sure, some people are doing it tough because they don't maybe have the same amount of money. But if you're going through a situation, an emotional situation that you may be going through because of children and birth or whatever it might be around your family, because you've got money in the bank, it doesn't make everything right.
And the point of this is, and as we have said many times, Caro's quoting her sources who say that St Kilda leadership people or people in leadership positions and players, maybe they need to look at themselves. Maybe the people at St Kilda need to look at themselves if that is in fact what they are saying.
Maybe, Gary.
Harry Mackay is going to join Geraldo at 10:45. So Harry Mackay, who's committed,
that's and great.
Carlton have confirmed it on Twitter that he signed for 2 years. So big Harry Mackay, the common metal leader, is joining Geraldo at 10:45. Jared.
And Gary and Tim, please stop with stories about being farmers. It's making a mockery of the real farmers that work hard and struggle to survive. Troy.
No, Troy, I'm sorry. I cannot do that. I cannot conform to your request because
it's part of our lives that we like to talk about,
is,
Troy. And we're not taking the mickey out of anybody that's out there working harder than Gary and I do on the farm. Although
it's debatable.
I doubt whether there are people working harder
so
on their farms, to be
quite honest. If you are a farmer who's felt that way and you agree with Troy, let us know. But no, Troy, we can't, sorry, in this instance, help you. A final break. I've gone to Geraldo. I said, get your cricket helmet on, put your thigh pad on, put your elbow guard, your chest guard, and wander in and a double box.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.